from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right. It has been a whirlwind last couple of months for our next guest. We got to talk to him after his PGA Championship win and kind enough to join us for a few minutes following the Open triumph at Royal Troon on Sunday. Champion Golfer of the Year, Xander Schauffele, is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Xander, congratulations again. I'd imagine it does not get old or tiresome to hear that.
Ben and Woods, what's going on, guys?
Thanks for having me on. It's our pleasure, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Better than usual, I'd say.
Nice. Nice. Well, let me start. I mean, I've never been to Scotland. It's like bucket list. Would love to go play. I mean, to grow up here in San Diego, where, I mean, nothing is as old as, like, the newest things over there. You're playing on a course that was built probably when San Diego, there's no one even living here in California, and now you're the champion walking down that fairway and the history of it all. What was that like for you on Sunday?
Yeah, it was a dream. You know, I think it's a dream for any kid that's playing golf. Just they kind of know, you know, if you watch majors, you watch Tiger growing up, you watch Jack, Arnie, all the greats of the game. There's that sort of standing ovation, the yellow leaderboards, you know, that sort of corridor feeling with those coffin bunkers. And it was so cool. It was so cool for me to have that moment with Austin going down the fairway. Lucky to have sort of a 2 or 3 shot lead going in. So, you know, I tried to enjoy it as much as I could. You know, I definitely, the job wasn't done with, you know, with what was 20 feet left, but, I saw on the board that I was maybe 2 or 3 shots ahead, but I figured, you know, someone can make a hole in one. Like, you know, if you make this putt, it's for sure going to seal it. But for those, you know, 100 yards or so, I really try to take it in because it's pretty much a dream. It, you know, it's something my dad and I have talked about, Austin and I have talked about, and to actually make it happen is, I mean, I'm obviously still over the moon about it.
Talking to Xander Schauffele here on Ben and Woods this morning. And yeah, looking up, seeing that you're in the lead, having that experience to draw from, though, it was a different scenario. The putt that you had to make to win your first major was just incredible. One of the best moments of golf we've seen in a long, long time. Having that little bit of a cushion, though, standing there, how much did you draw on what you just went through in your first major win?
A lot. People were asking me sort of, you know, do I feel different coming into the week after winning one major? Do I feel better? And, you know, I was kind of saying, I don't think so. I don't feel much different. You know, it's nice to have that one, but I think where it could make a difference is coming down that stretch. You know, if I am in contention, I think I can use that win at Valhalla to propel myself in the moment. And it helped, you know. I'm not gonna lie. It helped when I turned onto that back nine. It is a terrifying back nine to play in a major championship. If you're up or close to the lead, you know, you are with, you know, 10's a blind tee shot, 11, you know, guys are making doubles and triples on, and then 12 guys are making doubles and triples on. So you can really lose your tournament with one bad swing on that Sunday. So sort of being able to walk through that fire there, birding 11, parring 12, and then, you know, being able to getting to 13 and 14, birding both those holes, I wouldn't have been able to do it if I didn't win at Valhalla, and I really believe that.
I'm nervous talking. I have anxiety. You've won it already.
I know, and
when you're going through it again, it makes me anxious.
We had a hypnotist in last week to try to fix my short game.
Yeah, we
did. I get nervous, playing at the GOATs, so I can't even imagine. But I know you said the 65 on Sunday afterwards was best round of your career. Tip top, you said. Am I crazy to say I'm more impressed with the 69 on Saturday in those conditions? Someone growing up in San Diego, I can't play when it's like misty in the morning and you're out there and it's just pouring and windy, and guys who grew up in Ireland and England are falling apart
complaining about
it. You're shooting 2 under. To me, that was even more incredible. What was that day like?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That was what was supposed to be a... We were supposed to get like 2 millimeters of rain, and it was supposed to be like 6.5. Just ended up being, I don't know, 10 or 12 millimeters of rain. We didn't get a break. It rained literally from my tee shot to the 18th hole. It may have stopped while we were on the 18th green, which is hilarious, of course. But, 1 to 17 was in the rain, and then the wind picked up. Me being able to sort of iron out a 2 under par and propel myself up the leaderboard is really what gave, I moved on moving day in a fashion I didn't think was possible. And that definitely helped me.
I got to ask you about this. So you and Justin Rose are on 18, and you got a couple shot lead on him, and you guys both hit your tee shots, and then he goes to the bathroom. Was he trying to ice you there, or were you mad? Were you like, bro, I want to get this thing over with. I got a lead. I know I can finish strong.
Did you wait until after
the round? Can't you wait like 10 minutes till after? Let me have my moment. And he goes to the bathroom. I would have been livid.
No. Honestly, I was so zoned out. I had no clue that he went to the bathroom.
I'm like, that's a really good... Use that strategy next time. If maybe you're the one chasing on 18, you just pop into the bathroom and ice him a little bit. But it was
icing of the kicker.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, 100%.
I had no clue.
Oh,
I can't recall. To be fair, there weren't enough bathrooms out there, so I think the first bathroom was on the last bathroom was on 14, so 15, 16, 17, and then 18T was the next toilet. So, if you missed one of the days, I missed 14, and I think I ran all the way from 16P to the third toilet, which is 250 yards the wrong way, just because I was going to piss myself. So.
Zanna Schauffele with the inside story of the Open Championship with us. And I was thinking, Xander, this morning, you actually now own three of the coolest prizes in sports: a gold medal at the Olympics, which you're about to defend in Paris, the Wanamaker Trophy for the PGA Championship, which is just the coolest giant trophy cup, and now the claret jug, one of the oldest, most historic, coolest trophies, and they're all yours right now. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. It's sick. It's a dream, and it's, I know I'm only going to have them on me for a little. I got the Claret jug with me, but as soon as we get back stateside, my dad and my mom, they're my caretakers of everything nice that I have. And so they're going to take it off of me. And I'm sure my dad will be back to parading around town with the Claret jug.
So we'll see you here in San Diego at some point.
It's a lot of pressure for them too, to have to I got to take this thing home. I mean, oh my God, Xander.
What have you consumed out of it already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything? Yeah.
Yeah. Red wine was the first thing poured into it.
Yeah.
And then, my dad's a little traditional. He wanted red wine. He said, it is a Claret jug, so you drink wine out of it. He said, nothing else should be poured into it. He is not with me right now. And it can not deny or say, but some tequila may have been poured into it last night.
Mountain Dew Code Red or anything?
little coffee in the morning out of the claret jug wouldn't be a bad idea either. All right, so every golfer obviously dreams of winning all four. You want to win all four, but I'm going to put you to the test here. You can only win one of the remaining two.
Oh no,
which one is it?
Oh.
I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. You can only win one of the next two, even though I have full confidence that you can win multiples of each. But you got to pick one today here on the Ben and Woods program.
My man, I am not picky. I've said this over and over again. I am not picky. a major is a major, yeah, and it is what all of us strive to win. And I'm not going to sit here and be picky about which one I'm trying to win here.
having the green jacket and the Wanamaker and the claret jug
with
all at the
metal
same
hanging
time
around your neck.
Yeah, with another a second gold medal hanging around your neck would be pretty awesome. Just before you go, quickly, any thoughts on coming up on Paris and the tournament and defending your title and heading there? I'm sure in the next couple of days.
Yeah, we'll be heading. I just golfed for the first time today with a few of my USA teammates, and you know, I lost to both of them, so a little bit of kick in the ass, but I'm going to have to get back on the horse here and gear myself up. You know, I enjoyed this last win as much as I could. It's a quick turnaround. You know, we have the Olympics, which I'm super fired up for in Paris, and then we have 1 week off, and then we have that sprint with a FedEx Cup playoff, so we're in full sprint mode here on our golfing circuit. And but our next stop will be in Paris, and yeah, I mean, I'm fired up. I'm
awesome, man. Thank
you so
much.
Great. Yeah. Thanks so much for jumping on, and we were all rooting for you. You made San Diego so very proud this last weekend and before and always. So thank you for all that.
I guess we'll talk to you in mid-April.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in mid-April. Exactly.
Sounds good, boys. Thank you.
There he is. Xander Schauffele, champion golfer of the year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.